Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Daf Nun Gimel, Daf 53. We left off on the middle of the page on Ben Amud 52b. Towards the top of the page, the Gemara begins about 10 lines from the top. There was a brewer, a beer brewer, who tried to do kiddushin with a sediment, with like the dates from the beer. Atam mare de shichra, the owner of the beer, he came, ashkache, amarle, he said, amai lo tetif mehai charifa. Why are you doing kiddushin with the sediments from the beer that's not so good? Give her the better ones. So, atam le kamei de Rava, when he came in front of Rava, amar, lo amru klach etzel yafot, ele niyan chuma bilvad. When they said, go to the better fruits, that was only regarding chuma. But in this regard, that does not take effect. That does not take place. Meaning, the Gemara will explain. The Tanya, the Brayta says, "Ketzad amru torem shelo midat trumato truma." Where did we say that somebody gives truma not with the knowledge of the owner that the truma counts? He says, "Harit sheyarad latoch sadeh chaveru." If you went into your friend's field, veliket, and you gathered v'taram shelo berishut, you did truma without his permission. So the din is, im choshesh mishum gazel, ein trumato truma. If you're worried for stealing, then your truma does not count. Vim lav, trumato truma, and if you're not worried for stealing, the truma counts. So the Gemara says, minayin haya yodea, im choshesh mishum gazel im lav. How do you know if you should worry for stealing or not? So the Gemara says, harish ba, ba'al abayit, imsa'o. The owner came and he saw you. V'amar lo klach etzel yafot. He says, go to the better fruit. Why are you taking these fruit? So he says, "Im nimsau yafot mehem." If there are better fruits available, then trumato teruma, the truma counts that he gave. Vim lav in trumato teruma, and if not, the truma does not count. Why? Why would that make a difference? So the way Rashi explains it, Rashi says, "Dehal litrom hen ondot, aval inyan mishen etal atma mishim kisufa udika amar le delo nechasev aval mafer lo." Im mishum gazel, Rashi says, im makpid balabayit al mash asav domeno she gazla. If the balabayit would be strict and view it as if he was stealing, then the Gemara says, ein shumato turma. Rashi says, the hashta vaday achi kamar lei. Im matzata od yafot me'elu haita gozlan. What he's saying to him is, if you would have found better fruits than these, you would have taken them. That's what he's saying. So if there are better fruits available and you didn't take them, then you're not stealing. If there aren't better fruits and these are the best, then that's stealing. So that's what the Gemara says. But you see this klach etzel yafot shabhan, go to the better fruits. This only applies by truma. So the Gemara then continues and says, hayu ba'alim melakatim mosifim. If the owners were gathering and were adding on to the truma that was already given, benkach u'benkach, trumato truma. Whether they, no matter what, whether it was from the best fruit or not from the best fruit, the truma, the original truma counts. The Gemara says, but here in our case, aval hacha, in the case of the beer, mishum kisufa the aval veinam kudeshet. It was because of embarrassment. That's why he said it like that. He was embarrassed to tell him, like, "Hey, why are you taking my beer?" So he's like, "Ah, you should have taken the better one." Like, kind of like a sarcastic comment to kind of hint to him that, like, "Hey, you shouldn't take without my permission." And that's why kiddushin would not work over here. So the Mishnah then says, "Hamekadesh bechelko." If somebody does kiddushin with his portion, talking about the kohanim. Bein kodshei kodashim, bein kodashim kalim, whether the kodesh or kodashim, or the light kodashim, eina mikudeshet, it's not considered kiddushin. Maaser sheni, with maaser sheni, bein shogeg, bein mezid, whether accidentally or on purpose, lo kiddush, divrei Rabbi Meir, not kiddushin, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shogeg lo kiddush, b'mezid kiddush, by accident, not kiddushin, but on purpose, it is kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, b'hekdesh, by hekdesh, Rabbi Meir says, by consecrated items, if it was on purpose, kiddushin counts. If it was by accident, kiddushin does not count. Rabbi Yehuda flips it, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, v'shogeg kiddush, v'mezid lo kiddush. He says, no, by accident it counts, and by a purpose, it does not count. We're going to see in the Gemara what the reasons are. So the Gemara says, Neima matnitin delok Rabbi Yossi agedidi. That's our Mishnah, does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Ma'ala ma'al ba'adunai, l'rabot kodashim kalim she'en mamuno. This Pasuk is coming to add kodashim kalim, that they are considered the monetary of the Kohen. That's the words of Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, if it's his money, then why can't he use kodashim kalim to do kiddushin? We said in the Mishnah, you can't, it doesn't count. Now we're saying, but if it's considered the Kohen's money, he should be able to do you should be able to betroth with that money. No, even if you want to say the Mishnah works with his opinion, What was he talking about? Ki kamar biyosi agadidi mechaim. He was talking about when the animal is still alive. Aval achar shkita lo, but when the animal is already slaughtered, then Rabbi Yosi Agadidi does not say that. It's not considered his money anymore. The Gemara says, "Ma'i ta'ama, what's the reason? Ki kaz zachu, yishulchan gavua kaz zachu." Where are the Kohanim benefiting from? From the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning once it's brought onto the Mizbeach, once it's sacrificed already, then it's not theirs anymore. What's given to them is considered Hashem's. It's given up to Hashem, and therefore that would not be his mamon. Daikanami, that's why it also says in the Mishnah, the Katana Mekadesh Bechadko, somebody did Kiddushim with his portion, Ben Kodeshe Kodeshim, Ben Kodeshim Kalim, whether Kodesh Kodeshim or Kodeshim Kalim, Kodesh Kodeshim or Kodeshim Kalim, either way, Lo Kidesh doesn't count Shema Minan, that's what it's coming to teach us. Because Rashi says, he could have worded it differently, right? How does Rashi word it? Rashi says, after it was divided, V'lokatana Mekadesh Bechadashim Kalim. It doesn't just say somebody does Kiddushim with Kodashim Kalim. Right? It doesn't just say that, so therefore you derive from here that even Rabbi Yossi Gili could agree with our Mishnah and go well with him. What he was talking about is when the animal is still alive, Rabbi in the Mishnah, maybe it's talking about after the animal is already slaughtered, therefore Kiddushim would not work. Tanur Banan, the Baraita says, Achar Petirato Shel Rabbi Meir, after Rabbi Meir died, understand that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda had a machloket in the Mishnah. So after Rabbi Meir dies, Amar Lehem Rabbi Yehuda LeTalmidav, Rabbi Yehuda says to his students, Ali kansu tamidei Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't let the students of Rabbi Meir come into our Beit Midrash. Because they are instigators. They're not coming to learn. They're coming to try to bother us. They're coming to try to destroy us in our learning. They're coming to try to mess us up in halacha. Dechak sumchus v'nichnas. One of Rabbi Meir's students, sumchus, came in. He squeezed himself into the Beit Midrash and he got in. Amar lehem, he said to them, Kach shanar li Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Meir said to me. Hamekadesh bechelko ben kodesh kodeshim ben kodeshim kalim. Lo kidesh. Somebody does kiddushin with Kodesh Kodeshim or Kodeshim Kalim and does not count. Chas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda got angry. And he said, Amar lahem, lo kach amarti lachem. Didn't I tell you, Ali kansu min tamidei Rabbi Meir lekan, don't let his students come into here, v'nei shekantaranim hem, because they're instigators. He says, v'lo limud Torah imbayim. They're not coming to learn, elal kapcheni ba'alachot imbayim, coming to bother us in halachot. So he says, v'chi isha v'azara minayin. Where do we know that a woman can be in the courtyard in the Azara of Beit HaMikdash? Meaning, if you're saying that a woman can be doing Kiddushin in the Azara, how can it be? How can a woman go into the Azara? So the Gemara says, Amar Yossi, Yomeru Meir Shachav Yehuda Ka'as Yossi Shatak. He says, Rabbi Yossi standing there, he says, look, Rabbi Meir, he died. Rabbi Yehuda got angry. What am I going to do? If I stay silent and I don't answer the question, so Divrei Torah Mate Alea. What's going to happen to the Torah? The Torah is going to be silent. No one's going to answer it. So he says, "V'chi ein adam asoy lekabel kiddushin lebito ba'azara." A man, can't he accept kiddushin for his daughter in the courtyard in the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash? Yeah. Vein isha asuya la'asot la shaliach lekabel kiddushin ba'azara. So to the woman, she can appoint a messenger to receive her kiddushin for her in Azara as well. Or ve'od dachakam nichnasamai. What if she squeezed herself into the Azara? She squeezed herself into the Azara to receive Kiddushin. What's the problem there? Meaning she received Kiddushin? So these are three ways. Tanya, the Breita says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mekudeshe, when talking about Kodashim, he says, Mekudeshe, Rabbi Yossi Omer, you're not Mekudeshe. He says, no, you're not Mekudeshe. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneem Mikra Echad Darshu, they both are Doresh, one Pasuk. It says, Veze Yelecha Mikodesh Kodashim, Minayesh, this should be for you from Kodesh Kodashim. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lecha Lekot Sarchecha. Rabbi Yehuda says, for you, for all of your needs, whatever you want to do with it, you can do Kiddushin with it. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi says, no, ka'esh, it's like fire. Ma esh la'achila, afunami la'achila. Just like esh is for eating, you burn it on the fire to eat, so too, this is for eating. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nimnu ve'gamru, they voted and they said, amekadesh v'chelko, ben kodshe kodashim, ben kodashim kalim, lo kiddush. If he does Kiddushin, the Kohen with one of his portions, no matter what it is, Kodashim, Kalim, Kodashim, Kodashim, Kiddushin does not count. The Rav Amar Rav says, no, Adaini Machloket. Rav says, it's still a Machloket. So Amar Abaye, Kevatei de Rabbi Yochanan Mistabra. It makes sense, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Kiddushin will not take effect. So he says, Detanya, the Baraita says, this is a little bit of an extended Baraita, just hold on with it. Minayin She'en Cholkim Menachot Keneged Zevachim. How do we know the Kohanim? They cannot go. One Kohen cannot go to another Kohen and say, "You know what? I'll trade with you. I'll give you my portion of the menachot. You give me your portion of your zvachim." How do we know you can't do that? It should be for the Kohanim. It should be for their individual prayer. You cannot go and trade it. Okay, maybe you can't trade menachot for a zvachim. But why? Because if a person is poor, he wouldn't be able to just bring one of the lower ones of the two. But in the case of, meaning when poverty comes to place, menachot and zevachim are two separate entities. It's not like he gets to bring the lower end of the stick. Whereas, aval yechalkum menachot keneged ofot. But he can be able, with menachot and ofot, a mincha offering and a bird offering, shari kamu tachtehen bedalut, because the bird offerings, they stand under them when poverty. If somebody's poor and he can't bring, let's say, a higher class mincha, a higher class offering that he needs to bring, the Torah gave opportunity that he can, if he's in poverty, he can bring one of the lower ends, he can bring a bird, right? So maybe those we can swap. Anything done in the marcheshet, it should be only, meaning in the pan, in the wide pan, in the deep pan, it should be only for Aaron's children, meaning you cannot trade it. So the Gemara says, "Yachol lo yichalkum minachot keneged ofot." Okay, maybe you cannot trade mincha for a bird offering. Shehalalu minei damim vahalalu minei kemachim, because the bird is a blood, has blood. The mincha is flour. It's two different offerings. Aval yichalku ofot keneged zvachim. Maybe you can trade your bird for a zevach. Shehalalu vahalalu minei damim, because both of them have blood. The Gemara says, "Tamul lomar al machavat." He says, "No, you cannot do that either." Okay, maybe I can't. The Kohen cannot trade his bird for the zevach. Because one of them is done with a is done with the hand, slaughtered with the hand. The other one is done with a kli. So that maybe that's why it wouldn't work. Maybe the mincha can be swapped by another mincha by Kohen. Because both of them. Both of these mincha offerings are done by hand. So the Gemara says, "Tamul Amar v'chol mincha belula v'shemen l'chol b'nei Aharon," meaning the mincha is for each and every one of the sons of Aharon. They're not allowed to trade it. So the Gemara then says, "Yachol lo yichalku machavat keneged marcheshet, marcheshet keneged machavat." Maybe you can't trade a mincha that was done in a shallow tray for one that was done in a deep tray, or a deep tray for a shallow tray. Shezo masem rakim, shezo masem kashim, because the deep trays are done with soft essence, whereas the shallow tray is done with hard essence. Maybe you can trade, a Kohen can trade his deep shallow tray for a shallow tray, or a deep tray for a deep tray. So the Kohen says, shalalu v'alalu ma'asem kashim, both of them are, both of the shallow trays are done with a hard essence. Inami ma'asem rakim, or both of the deep trays are done with a soft essence. No, even that they cannot trade. None of this the Kohanim can trade. So the Gemara says, "Yachol lo yechalku bekodesh hakodashim." Is it possible they're not allowed to trade kodesh hakodashim? Avi yechalku bekodashim kalim. Maybe they're allowed to trade kodashim kalim. So Tamul Lomar ish keachiv, and then it says a man like his brother usam nichle, and then it says im al toda. It says, what is that teaching us? Keshem she'en cholkim b'kodashim kodashim, kach en cholkim kodashim kalim. Just like you cannot trade kodashim kodashim, so too you cannot trade kodashim kalim. So hold on. So what was all of this for? All of that back and forth was coming to teach us that what? The Kohanim cannot trade anything. They can't trade. You got this? This is yours. What is that teaching us? That it's not considered his mamun. It's Hashem's. So it's not his. So therefore, this is kind of contradicted. This is showing, like Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody tried to do kiddushin with kodashim, it wouldn't work because it's not his own mamon. So the Gemara says, "Ish." Why does it say "ish" in the pasuk? "Ish cholek afilu ba'almum, vena katan cholek v'afilu tam." An adult would be able to be part of the Kohanim's portions, even if he was blemished. Whereas a child, even if he was perfectly fine, would not be part. Well, you have to be an adult to receive the portions. So the Gemara then says, "Stam Sifra Mani." Who is the general author of Sifra? Who is it? Rabbi Yehuda. It's following Rabbi Yehuda, and then and that's what it says. Hu Kamar, the late Badin Chalukah Klal, and he is the one that says there is no din, there is no portion of portioning out, separating out to all of them, bichlad at all. Shema Minan. Therefore, it's coming to teach us that the Kohanim have no, really don't have a portion. I mean, because of the fact that there's no, you cannot. a trade, there's no din chalukah at all. Therefore, he's coming to teach us that the Kohanim aren't really, it's not really their own mamun, and therefore, they would not be able to do kiddushin with it. Gemara says, Amar Rava, uke Rav milotanya, did they not teach like Rav in the Braita? Vatanya, the Braita says, this is a Braita in Masachet Yoma, the Gemara says over there, Hatznuim moshkin et yedehem, the ones that are tsanua, they pull their hands away, Vagargaranim cholkim, and the Gargaranim, they're cholek, what does that mean? Meaning this is talking about the Lechem Apanim. This is talking about the Lechem Apanim. Who would grab it, who wouldn't grab it? So the Gemara says, what does it mean cholkim? My cholkim, chotfim, they would grab it. The Katani Seifa, like it says in the latter part, Maaseh Be'echad Shechatav Chelikov V'Chelik Havero, there was one person who took his portion of the Lechem Apanim and his friend's portion. Vayu Korin Oto Ben Chamsan Kol Ad Yom Oto. They were calling him the son of the Chamsan, the person who stole, who took until the end of his life. That's what they were calling him. That was a very bad thing for him. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, my Kra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Elohai, Palten Miyad Rasha, abstain me from Rasha's hands, Mikaf Me'avel V'chometz, from that person who is a chometz. What's a chometz? Chometz is this chamtsan. Hold me back from that person, don't let me be like him. Rabba Amar Me'acha, Rabba says from here, no, it says, Limdu Hetev, Dershu Mishpat, Ashur Chamotz, to leave me from the chamtsan, from the person who's taking. Okay, then we send the Mishnah, Maser Sheni. If a person does Kiddushin of Maser Sheni, we had a machloket. Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezin, Lo Kidesh, Duir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no way, it doesn't count. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shogeg, Lo Kidesh, Mezid Kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it was by accident, then yes, it would not count. But if it was on purpose, it would count. So the Gemara says, Minani Mile, from where do we know that in Maser Sheni you cannot do Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravacha, Bere de Rava, Mishme de Gemara. He says, in the name of Gemara, this is how they would learn, Baal Peh, they would learn the Gemara, this is what he learned. So he says, "V'chol ma'asar ha'aretz, all of them ma'asar of the land, mizera ha'aretz, mipri ha'es ladunayu, it's for God, kodesh ladunayu, it's kodesh to God." So what does that mean? Ladunayu v'lo l'kadesh bo isha. It's for God, and it's not to do kiddushin to a woman. When it says, "Harei trumat ma'asar," but the truma of ma'asar, the pasuk says, "Ken tarimu gam matem trumat adunayu," you lift it and separate it for the truma of Hashem, and it says, "Utnana mekadesh betruma mekudeshet." If someone does kiddushin with truma, kiddushin counts. Why does it count? It says it's for Hashem. So the Gemara says, "De lo k'tiv la'adunayu." It doesn't say to Hashem; it just says Hashem, trumat Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Varei chala." Okay, we have chala. The k'tiv, but it says, "Titenu la'adunayu." Give it to God. With nana, makadesh with trumot, megudesh. If something is kiddushin with trumot, with chala, kiddushin counts. But it says to God. When it says delo k'tiv be kodesh, it doesn't say kodesh. By maaser, it says kodesh ladunai. So the Gemara says v'harei shevi'it dichtiv ba yovel hi kodesh yelachem. By shevi'it, it says this is kodesh. It should be for kodesh for you. With nana, makadesh be perot shevi'it, megudesh. If somebody does kiddushin with the fruits of shevi'it, kiddushin counts. Why does it count? It says kodesh. The lo k'tiv ba la'adonai, because it doesn't say to God. So it has to be both. Kodesh la'ashem. So Gemara says, v'arei truma, by truma, it says, d'chtiv, kodesh Yisrael la'ashem. Yisrael is kodesh la'ashem. Reshit tevuato. So the Gemara says, utnan ha'mekadesh b'truma mekadesh. If somebody brings truma and does kiddushin with truma, it counts. And it says in the pasuk, kodesh Yisrael la'ashem. Gemara says, ha'u b'Yisrael k'tiv. That's not talking about the actual produce. That's talking about Am Yisrael. Yisrael is kodesh la'Hashem, right? Hashem, right? The pasuk Rashi says, "Vehem kareem kodesh la'Hashem." Am Yisrael is called kodesh la'Hashem, but over here it's not talking about the truma. So that's why my ma'aser would not count because it says kodesh la'Hashem. It's talking about the produce. So the Gemara says, flipping the amud, "Velav mimela shemat mina." Wouldn't you just learn this automatically? Meaning, Rashi explains from the fact that it says that Am Yisrael is kodesh la'Hashem, and he's saying reshit tevuato. He's viewing them as like the truma. And just like and so too, Ketruma hem lo Rashi says Vishma mina truma nami havia kodesh l'Hashem. So too truma is considered kodesh l'Hashem. So the Gemara says Targema Ravin Saba Kamei de Rav Papa. He explained in front of Rav Papa. Amar Kra, the pasuk says by Maaser. Who it says? Right? How does it word it? It says who kodesh l'Hashem. Go kodesh l'Hashem and see the pasuk inside. It says Bechol Maasa Aretz Mizera Aretz Mipri Aretz La Adonai Hu. It's for God. Why does that word who? Says it should stay in that status, meaning the ma'aser should not leave the status of ma'aser. Don't take the ma'aser and go and use it for kiddushin. That's why specifically ma'aser sheni you cannot use for kiddushin, but trumot you're allowed to use for kiddushin. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Mubed Amubed 52b by talking about that when we said Plach Etzel Yafot Shevein, go to the better fruits, that was only talking about by Truma. But when it comes to other cases, like we had the case of the beer brewer, in that case the Kiddushin would not take effect. Part number two on Amud Aleph, which we said that we still have the machloket, if we still have the machloket, if somebody does kiddushin with his chelek, the Kohanim's chelek, if it was kodashim chalim or kodashim kodashim, if that counts or not. So Rabbi Yochanan says there's no more machloket, it was voted on and it was nigmar, that it's not kiddushin, and that's how we explained in the Baraita, we showed that that was the point, whereas Rav said that no, it's still a machloket. Part number three of the daf was if we say that kodashim are considered the mammon of the Kohanim. And we said that no, they're not considered the mammon of the Kohanim, and we derived that and we proved that by showing that they're not able to trade anything. And the last part of the daf, which scooped onto the Amud Bet, was if Maaser Sheni, why are you not allowed to do Kiddushin with Maaser Sheni? And the Gemara explained, because the Pasuk says Kodesh LaHashem. But the Gemara explained that, okay, but there's Pasuk about Truma that says Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem, and we learn that Truma is also Kodesh LaHashem, but still with Kiddushin, you can do Kiddushin with Truma. So Gemara explains, no, Maaser, it says the word Hu. It says Hu LaHashem, right? LaHashem Hu. And so therefore, that's why by Maaser specifically, you're not allowed to do Kiddushin, but by other cases, like by Truma, you would be allowed to do Kiddushin. Okay, Baruch HaDemenu, amen, amen.